Then you go on to Tulsa Central High School, your high school years.
After Wilson, Marquette first through the sixth grade, then went to Wilson, seventh, eighth, and ninth, and then went down to Central.
What were your days like there at Central?
Well, when I was at Wilson, our coach there at Wilson, we played field hockey, which was soccer today. And I was fast. I was quick because I had been running away from my three older brothers ever since I was a kid. And for the summer, for entertainment, they would chase their kid brother around until they caught me. And then they'd cut my hair and do all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, there wasn't any television or anything. So that was their entertainment.
There were four boys in the O'Malley family. Is that
four
right?
Four boys.
No
yeah.
girls.
I was the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Red Downs, the coach there, he's a neat guy. When he went to high school from junior high, if they showed any abilities in athletics or in music or in whatever it was, and I wrestled in junior high too, so he recommended I try out for the wrestling team and track, which I did. I had to wrestle the same guy from the time I was in the seventh grade, and he would throw me against those steam radiators at Wilson all 3 years. I thought I was pretty good, but he later went on, was at Allstate all 3 years at Central, got a full scholarship at Michigan, which was one of the top wrestling schools, was a three-time All-American, and was qualified for the Olympics. I had to wrestle this damn kid from the seventh grade. I said, I'm not going to wrestle at Central because I'm still going to be Wrestle Richard. And there ain't no way. I said, the scars are not healing fast enough. So I stuck to track. And I was a pretty good track man. I was what you call a point getter. I could run the hurdles. I ran the sprints. I ran the relays. I loved to run. I hated cross country, but we had to do that through training. But as short as I was, I could run both high and low hurdles, which always surprised everybody. I did gymnastics, too, along the way, so I could do tumbling.
At Central?
All at Central. We had this wonderful surrogate father who was our track coach, Bill Lance, most wonderful man. My dad traveled while we were growing up. He was gone a lot for about 8 years. He would only be home 4 or 5 weeks out of a year because he was on the road trying to pay for these damn kids and support them. And he was from the East Coast, the West Coast, to Mexico, to Canada, and California, to New York. So Coach Lance became just like a father figure to all of us. He started Camp Canicut up in Branson, Missouri, that was one of the top camps in the country. And he would take his track boys up there in the summertime. We would be, quote, junior counselors. And we would work taking care of these little kids, 8 and 9. I can tell you some of the successful guys here that were counselors when I was a junior counselor. Anyway, that was a great experience with Coach Lance.
Can you name any of the names who were there?
Yeah, Sam Daniels was one of them.
Attorney now in our town?
He's now an outstanding attorney. We called him Froggy, which ticked him off. He was a little athlete, but great athlete.
How about in Tulsa Central? Were you able to use your artistic talent?
Oh, yeah. I was the art director 2 years of our yearbook. Our teacher, and I'm trying to think of her name. She was the neatest lady, but she really was always on me. She saw what I could do, so she rode me really hard. She wouldn't give me a passing grade half the time. I'd have to come back after track and go back to the classroom and work on the yearbook. I'd be there until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. And there was a printing company across the street from Central. He was looking for somebody to draw cartoons for this little publication. So she recommended me and said, oh, well, I've got a young man here that is pretty talented and he could probably do those cartoons. Well, this magazine was called the Wheatley Pumper. It was kind of the Esquire magazine of Tulsa. And these jokes were a little bit, let's say, colorful. I get these cut lines, and then I would do these cartoons, and I got $5 a cartoon. I don't know how many I did over the 2 or 3 years. And Glenn Wright here in town's got this book on all of this stuff. He showed it to me, and I'm not really represented hardly in the book, but I said, I did a bunch of those things. at $5 a pop, which was pretty neat at that time. Then I sold some other things. I was always hustling something. Between my morning route of the Tulsa World and my afternoon route of the Tulsa Tribune, and then I had my Ladies' Home Journal, Liberty, Collier's, and I sold all these magazines. All of us four boys, we all did this. We all had newspaper routes. We had magazine routes. That's the way we made our allowance money.